everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we're mostly knee to thigh high from the northeast at 12 seconds, but I am seeing an occasional waist plus set coming in the better spots. I was watching the RC cam, and yeah, I saw a couple pretty decent waves this morning. Light offshore winds are keeping things pretty clean, so it's not a bad day out. For tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to stay knee to thigh high from the northeast at about 11 seconds, mostly light offshore winds, but northern Florida may see some onshore winds for the afternoon. Looking ahead, that 11-second northeast swell is fading out a little bit and being replaced by a 7-second, 2-foot north and northeast swell. But we're still going to stay right around knee to thigh high, I think, for Friday and Saturday. It's not really going to bump us up in size at all. Looks like winds are going to be onshore, but gentle for Friday and Saturday as well. So I'm happy to say we have a warm front passing over for Sunday. That's going to kick up the temps a little bit and also bring us some pretty strong south winds that are going to be feeding that warm air from the south. Looks like that's going to kick up a 7-second southeast wind swell, but looks like though it could have some size to it, it might not line up too well with our beaches. So it looks like it's going to be a bit of a cross shore situation. Try saying that 3 times fast. So we might not get the best surf out of it. Now, it looks like we might have some leftovers for Monday as the wind switch, but I'm keeping an eye on the area of low pressure that's going to be driving Sunday's warm front as it heads out to the Atlantic up to the north. If it lines up right, it could send us another northeast swell for the midweek. So yeah, definitely stay tuned for that one. So I'll be back on Friday, give you guys an update, and let you know what's going to happen. And until then, as always, keeping on those cams. I got the Cocoa Beach Pier cam back up and running. It was unplugged on accident by some roofers. So luckily, that was an easy fix, and we are back up and going there. Please do me a huge favor, check out those sponsors on the webpage. They are what pay for all our bills and keep those internet connections up and running and those new cameras coming. And hey, everybody, have a great rest of your day. I'll see you on Friday, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.